Day.
Ooh, well, Brant, someone is dogging out Chris Brown, and he may have to face a judge. We'll explain.
Plus, head crack and the Brat Tat 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 went old school style on a recent episode of Wildin' Out, and they're going to tell us all about it.
All right, y'all. Well, Heidi and Frank will join us a little bit later, but first up, Sherry, what you got?
Portia. Well, this former bachelor is ready to live in his truth. Colton Underwood. Y'all remember him. He was in The Bachelor in 2019, and he was best known then for being a virgin and for jumping a fence. Now, Colton had a big revelation today on Good Morning America. Take a look.
I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay.
All right.
That explains everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was one of the things that seemed like there was clues all around the show. Because, like, I mean, you were that old. You were 26. You was a virgin. And the way he hopped over the fence, he just seemed too eager just to try his first shot at it like he's never sampled it before, you know?
But, Gary, now he has actually come out, okay, he is ready to wave his flag and be, everything he wants to be. Do you think The Bachelor is ready for a gay season with, and he actually should start?
First of all, it's not the idea that The Bachelor is ready for a new season. Hell, half of the guys on there are gay. They just haven't told their story yet. I definitely wouldn't even get on that show. Neither. Why would I get on the show and we all looking for the same thing? Hell, a man, that's a bunch of queens. So, no, I wouldn't get on it.
I would think if I've gotten to 30 years old and I have not been interested in a man, I haven't slept with a man, I don't want, then I should explore being with a woman.
That sounds like something we need to go to a bar and have drinks about and talk about. Like, just
I look at both of them. Okay, my eyes cockeyed. I'm looking at everybody. Okay.
Well, y'all, it looks like C. Breezy may have another lawsuit on his hands. He's being sued over an alleged dog attack involving two people he hired to clean his home back in 2020. Mm. Now, according to legal docs, a woman claims that she and her sister were cleaning Chris's home when his Caucasian shepherd viciously attacked sister when she went into the backyard to empty the vacuum. Yes, Caucasian.
And you know your dogs have certain behavioral issues? Put them in a kennel when people are coming over. Yep. It's a simple solution.
You know what, Chewy? It's not even behavioral issues, because I have a Connie Corso, my guard dog, and I have Negro dogs. Both my dogs are black.
Oh, they're not Caucasian. Okay.
But you know what? Dogs are territorial. And you must let... And when anybody comes over my house, I either have to, like Chewy said, put them up, because you go into the backyard, especially the backyard, that is their area, and they are doing what they are bred to do.
Y'all missing this. How vicious was this bite? Lost wages, pain and suffering? I do feel like because it's Chris Brown, she's taking it to the extreme.
But here's the thing, Brat, clearly you have not Googled what this dog looks like. I mean, they call it a Caucasian Shepherd because it looks like it's mixed with half human, half man. It is a giant dog. So there's no reason why the cleaning person should have got anywhere near that dog.
Well, moving on from vicious Caucasian dogs, last night, Brat and Headcrack, these guys killed it on Wildin' Out. And, take a look at some of the best moments from last night's show. It was wild, literally.
But don't he look like Bow Wow if he was on Section 8?
DC Young Fly is the great value Chris Tucker.
Ooh. Ooh. If you don't get your toy soldier blood, we are the Gorgonites. Look at that.
You jumping head cracks. Leave him go. Let him go.
Black, you sure?
Let you jump, my friend. What you gonna say?
Okay.
Well, both of y'all look like y'all do this at home. Uh-oh, Andy's coming.
For y'all, because y'all are so quick with it.
Yeah, yes. Both of you are seasoned performers. Is there butterflies? Were you nervous at all?
Yo, for me, the second they said in the first round you're going up against DC Young Fly, it's like, Jesus Christ. Because DC Young Fly is like a Jedi when it comes to snapping on people.
Right?
But I knew no matter how that first round went, when it was time for like the wild style battle at the end, I was coming in there like Jason Voorhees, and it definitely popped off.
Yeah. Yes.
Did either one of y'all have a moment like Eminem on 8 Mile where he just kind of like froze, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
All this is happening.
I get nervous all the time, no matter what I do. So I was nervous, but it's always a fun time on Wildin' Out.
All right, well, moving on, everybody. Moving on.
All right, moving
it's
on.
A special person's birthday today.
Yay!
She's known for her dope lyrics, unique style, and she's a vet in the game. Happy birthday to my girl, Da Brazz. Happy birthday, boo!
Happy birthday, Brazz.
Happy birthday!
I'm surprised we even got you to come to work today, Brad, because you know you do it big. It's always a celebration and a party, and like we want to put something together special for you. So let's take a look at some of Brad's earlier days on Dish Nation.
Nice. That's what we dishing about.
Did y'all steal that from me?
I wanted to be her date.
Okay, so why didn't y'all go?
Because I didn't want to put the scrutiny on Portia.
Exactly.
Because anytime anybody goes anywhere with me, it's like they're dating.
Do you realize how many fantasies y'all would have ramped up with that little
shoot?
Get over it.
I'm here for that.
You started with the lipstick, then you got some eyeliner, then the lashes. Now you full-blown beat down, okay?
I can't give y'all so many details right now, but it was amazing. And that's why I look like this today. I'm half-assed, my ponytail, Lena Tower of Pisa. I can't sit up straight. I feel like I'm about to throw up too much Hennessy.
Got
like 30
look.
Bottles of Hennessy. No, Gary. Okay, Gary.
Gary,
you just
you can't shit on a birthday, Gary.
Gary don't bother me. I'm so used to him. He wakes up like that every day.
Well, hey, Heidi, I hear Chris Hemsworth is training his son to be the next superhero. What's that all about?
All right, well, before we kick things off over here, we have to say a very happy birthday to our girl, Brad. Happy birthday, Brad.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
We love you.
Also, be on the lookout, everybody, for a baby Thor. Started out as a tiny Thor, and then I scratched it. Now it's a big Thor. No, as a baby Thor in the making. Chris Hemsworth posted an adorable video on social media with one of his twin boys, Tristan, who is only 7 years old, sporting a superhero cape and throwing some pretty strong jabs with his dad. Check it out.
Got some serious power in those.
All right, so, okay, there's no denying that kid. He's got Thor hair, he's got the Thor cape, he's got the Thor little muscles in his arms. Frank, I think he actually punches a little harder than you do. Mm-hmm. I think if you punched that hard, you'd be a little Thor.
My punches were harder than that when I was 7 years old.
Your fruit punches?
Yeah, because I always put vodka in them. They were way harder than his.
Is your son a little mini-me for you? Is he going to go into the radio business and...
Yeah, actually, I told him, I go, someday this will all be yours. Dish Nation.
And he's like,
Los Angeles.
And he's like, no, I don't really know. That's what I want to do.
Well, I do have a picture of him, probably when he was 7 years old. Let's see. Yeah, it would be when he was 7 years old.
No way.
Got him with the headphones on, the microphone. That's right.
All right. That's right. It's adorable.
Kale Kramer going to be on Dish Nation taking my spot in 2050.
Season 45.
Yeah, we're going to stay on longer than Survivor.
Then the audience would be a little Thor. Oh, God. Okay. All right, everybody, stay right there because we've got more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, of course, by now, we've all heard about the death of 20-year-old Deontay Wright. Now, this brother was killed this past Sunday during a traffic stop by police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Once again, protests have sparked across the nation against police brutality. Now, Porsche, I peeped that you posted a picture of Dante and his son, sending your condolences to the family, as well as you, Sherry, who posted a video of Dante's parents crying, asking, when does Black Lives Matter? Now, Porsche, we've been seeing you out there in the field. Why did you feel compelled to speak about this as well?
I definitely felt compelled to speak about it because my heart broke for the family of a young boy who, you know, the officer said she was mistaken, that she had her taser and she actually shot him with a gun. At the end of the day, his life was lost for no reason, okay? And it just aligns with what I had spoke about the other day with Ben and Jerry. Shout out to them. They have a campaign called End Qualified Immunity. Now, ending qualified immunity is the case where these officers, like, like this particular officer here, she was able to quit her job instead of being fired.
The last person he called before he died was his mother. And that, and she couldn't do the job that we are assigned to do for our children is always protect them. And she couldn't do that. And that's what spoke to me when she said, they took my baby. They took my baby, and I'm with Portia. This has got to stop.
Well, we here at Dish Nation definitely want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Dante's family, and we hope that justice will be served in this case.
Yes. So, everybody, we're going to switch gears. Tina Turner's former best friend and assistant, Eddie Armani, is once again dishing about the diva. In an interview, Eddie said, as a child, he would pray to meet Tina. And after chasing her down for years, Tina finally hired him, and he became her closest confidant. But when she met her husband, now you know there's a but, when she met her husband, Erwin Bach, Erwin didn't care for Eddie. His feelings were hurt, and he decided to betray his best friend and write the tell-all, the real tea, my 22 years with Tina Turner. Now listen to how he feels about having written that book.
If I had a choice, would I redo it? If I had a choice today, I wouldn't have written the book.
Really?
But I wrote it. No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have because I never, my intentions were never to hurt Tina or to go against her. What it was, I was trying to get her attention.
He should be ashamed of himself.
I mean, child.
In those cases, that's why now what we do is the NDA, okay? So you open your damn mouth and you go write a book,
agreement.
But you won't see none of that money. You're not going to see none of that money because you should not be speaking on private things that happen with us.
But Portia, let's talk about that wig, Portia, baby, that Miss Eddie is wearing. Honey, that wig, Portia, that Miss Eddie is wearing.
Baby.
Ask y'all, did he ever take any of Tina's wigs, baby? And he replied, honey, I'm wearing one of them now. If I was Tina Turner, I would come out of my damn sick bed and beat that queen to death.
If I was Brad's assistant and Brad let me go, you best believe I'd have two big old puffs on my head.
Okay, y'all, it's time to cozy up with the Marquee by Waterford 8-piece bed in a bag. This deal is available in both queen and king size, and it includes one comforter, two pillow shams that are reversible, one flat sheet, one fitted sheet, two pillowcases, and one decorative pillow.
It's also available in three designs, Madeira, Pamela, and Quentin. But guess what, baby? I want the Quentin, honey.
And you can sleep in comfort knowing your bed is clean and fresh, honey, because the antimicrobial technology protects the fabrics from unwanted bacteria and the fungi so they will stay fresh, odor-free, and stain-resistant.
Okay, now everyone needs one of these sets. How much, Brad?
Well, usually, head crack, one of these sets can run as high as $160 or $180. But for our Dish Station family out there, you can get this set for $59 to $69.
$69.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, coming up, LA is going thirst trapping with the stars after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, it's one of our favorite times. It's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, I'm sure I'm going to have Frank's attention on this one. We have the we're gonna start with the lovely Miss Bebe Rexha.
Yes.
Oh my lord, she shared this video with the words "Thick thighs save lives."
That's
and the caption: "I want to see your real bodies. You are beautiful, thick, skinny, cellulite, stretch marks, folds. Send me videos. No Photoshop. Post on TikTok, Instagram, and tag me, and I will repost."
Oh.
All right, well, then BB started this, so are you ladies planning on sending her a video so she can repost?
I could.
Look, Frank, if I send BB my picture now of, like, my breasts and natural, my breasts is not even going to be in the frame. They're going to be hanging out the frame. So it's not going to serve anybody.
Hey, Sherry, put it in your story. Put in your story so we can see them as they go. As they go.
Left one, right one.
Yeah, left one, right one.
Is it a thirst trap?
No. I love it so much that you are for body image and for, you know, for female power.
Yeah.
I love
agree.
A girl.
I not
agree.
A thirst trap.
I agree.
No. Mm-hmm. So up next, we got Sebastian Stan. He shared this pic on his Insta to promote his new movie, Monday the Movie, out this Friday. When I say we gave it our all, we literally did. So, Frank, Sebastian, now, he showed his cute little bottom for his new movie. Mm. If you were going to promote Dish Nation, what body part would you show, Frank?
Oh. Well, Sherry, long before you joined the cast here at Dish Nation, I did show off my body.
What?
I did a seductive shirtless video.
What?
It was based off that Super Bowl ad or something where the women are looking out the window watching the guy cut the grass and then he drinks a Pepsi and he's shirtless. And I recreated that for Dish Nation.
Ooh, Frank. Ooh.
You know, the sad thing is I've looked better than that since then and I've looked worse than that since then.
Oh, gosh.
Is this the thirst trap or not?
I don't think it is. I mean, his booty is not. I think anytime you lube something up where it glistens, then you're like, obviously we're trying. He just dropped his pants to be funny.
It's not a thirst trap if he's just mooning us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was showing the front, maybe.
I think it's a thirst trap, but I like it.
Well, moving on. William Hun, this guy out of Atlanta, has gone viral after he popped the question to his now fiance, Brittany Miller. But it's not what he, you know, what he did, it's how he did it.
What'd he do?
Take a look.
Absolutely.
Five.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. Not one ring, five engagement rings.
Overcompensating.
Dun, 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 dun,
tiny. Dun, dun.
And they're five big ass rings.
Oh my gosh.
I would definitely say, I know we moved on for thirst trapping, but he's trying to thirst trap.
Oh, this is definitely a thirst trap.
The most clothed thirst trap we've ever had on Dish Nation.
That's true, Frank. You make a great point.
Coming up, Nicolas Cage took his wife to see the stars. Literally. That story when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, guys, it is no secret that Nicolas Cage is on his fifth marriage. He recently tied the knot. I know. He recently tied the knot in February of this year. And I guess his idea of a hot date is taking his new bride to get a firsthand look at his Walk of Fame star that he received in 1998.
Ew!
There's this huge age gap between the two. Nick is 57 and his wife is 27, so that's a 30-year difference. Do y'all think he just figured that this is what someone her age would want to do?
27-year-olds, it's not their generation. It's not that big of a deal.
That's exactly why he had to take her to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because I'm sure he said, you know, at 57 years old, you know, I have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And she said, I've seen your movies. No, you don't. And I got to apologize to Nicolas Cage. I am a huge fan. I love you. Raising Arizona is one of my favorite movies.
What is your favorite movie?
I consider you a national treasure. Thank you. The national treasure reference. Yes. Thank you.
Where would you take a 27-year-old girl? She was like, let's do something Friday night.
I would take her to Chuck E. Cheese.
You know, everybody likes pizza.
Yeah, she knows that place well.
And you're hoping she'll get in your ball pit later.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.